WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President-elect Donald Trump is taking a break from staffing up his administration to attend an ultimate fighting event at Madison Square Garden tonight.
This is Trump's first time back at that venue since his controversial rally on October 27th. This is also Trump's second time leaving Palm Beach since winning the election on November 5th. Earlier in the week, Donald Trump met with President Biden at the White House to discuss the transition. Olivia Rinaldi, CBS News, reporting from West Palm Beach.
Trump today announced he'll nominate Chris Wright to be Secretary of Energy. Wright is the founder of an energy company and a supporter of fracking. President Biden says he had a fruitful meeting in Lima, Peru today with Chinese President Xi Jinping. He spoke before they met.
Our conversations have always been candid and always been frank. We have never kidded one another. We've been level with one another. And I think that's vital. These conversations prevent miscalculations, and they ensure the competition between our two countries will not veer into conflict. The competition, not conflict.
The two met at the annual Asia-Pacific Summit. The Library of Congress says its IT services have been hacked.
For now, the Library of Congress says that individual House and Senate email accounts were not compromised in any way, which does suggest the impact is pretty small. Still, it is important to remember that when a hack happens, it's not about the specific target, but trying to find access to the next thing. Ian Schur, CBS News.
The U.S. Department of Justice is demanding records from Sangamon County, Illinois, related to the shooting death of Sonia Massey. She was a black woman who was shot and killed in her home by a sheriff's deputy. Here's WCIA-TV reporter Cole Henke.
The county made the request from the DOJ public on Friday, saying they fully intend to comply. In a statement, new sheriff Paula Crouch said, quote, "While the volume of materials requested is substantial, we understand and respect the need for thorough analysis, and we will be bringing in professional staff to assist in compiling the data to ensure accuracy and completeness."
Two men accused of helping illegally smuggle Indian nationals across the U.S.-Canada border and into Mexico will go on trial in a federal court on Monday. They're accused of being part of a sophisticated human smuggling operation, feeding a fast-growing population of Indians living illegally in the United States. And the Israeli army says Hezbollah fired about 80 projectiles at Israel today from Lebanon. The IDF today launched a wave of strikes on the Iran-backed militant group's positions in Lebanon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
All right. It is Saturday night here in Madison in the state of Wisconsin. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Terry Barr and Jimmy K.
Woo!
It's time for Mag Sync Radio.
It is time for Mag Sync Radio. Let's do this, guys.
Local music. All made right here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know, Terry, last week I brought in some music, some stuff out of my closet from the Mad City Music CD that was put out. John Mocknick recorded it. Sue Peterson, it was her show, WIBA, you might remember it.
Of course.
So I pulled in a couple of songs. I've been playing them. So we're going to start a double dip with one of those songs. It's called Shake. This is Fat Function. We're going to tell you about their show coming up real soon. It just was announced. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Get up and get your groove. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Is the well runs dry. That is Fat Function, and before that, Shake. That was from the Mad City Music CD that WIPA put out a while back, and they have just announced that they have a new show coming February 8th at the High Noon Saloon with Mark Kroffman.
Nice. That, put that on the calendar.
Yeah, Fat Woo-hoo! Function coming in February. So plan on that, and we have a great show tonight. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's talk about all the stuff coming. Just in a few minutes, we should have John Schneider. He's going to be in here. He's with Baghdad Scuba Review and a new project called Ellison Bay. We'll hear about that project honoring his niece, Ellie, and the Baghdad reunion show that's going to be happening soon. Stanley Kipper, New Primitives. They have music out. He's from Minneapolis. This guy is pretty legendary. He's even played with the Bee Gees.
Oh,
Right?
Do we get to ask him about that?
Sure,
oh,
why not?
I love it. Okay.
Queen of Dreams. Lindsay and Caleb, they'll be in here. They have a new album, Subnivian, and the show is at the Crucible coming up, a release show. We'll hear all about that. And live in the lair tonight, Bing Bong, playing cuts from the new album, Hip Eponymous, plus some old throwbacks. We're going to talk to Pam and the gang, find out what's going on. Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal and After Hours with Rob Roberts rounds out Max Inc. Radio for this week.
This is a stack show.
It's
going to be a great night. And thanks to everybody who is listening, wherever you may be listening. We're really happy about it.
So I had dinner at the new Mexican restaurant down here on State Street.
Oh, yeah,
Jimmy. The place where it was Nick's restaurant before.
Right.
I forget the name of it. I feel bad, but I had the chicken tortilla soup and margaritas.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
It was tasty.
Uh-huh.
I was kind of surprised. They had noodles in the chicken tortellini soup, but I worked around the noodles, you know, because of the egg deal. But
oh, that's right.
It was good. It was okay. A good soup.
Did they change the decor very much of the old Nick's? I used to love that place. Oh,
Nick,
my gosh.
Nick was great. And, yeah. You know, obviously they changed some stuff.
Okay.
They put their own spin on a Mexican restaurant.
Got it.
Kind of has a diner feel almost.
But it still has the diner feel to
good.
Exactly. And the, you could feel Nick's was still there. You know, the classic bar restaurant, you know.
Wow. I love
cool.
it. He always brings us a good food update.
Yeah.
The margaritas
were
good. I had two margaritas.
Woo!
And they were delicious.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Saturday night, the Badgers are about to play. We're on the radio.
Got it. Yeah. It's all good, isn't it?
We ate there before King Crimson.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah,
it was pretty good.
All right. Now, Brian and I have to get there.
Yep.
Okay.
How
all
was
right.
your birthday, dude? Happy 59 years.
Oh, boy. Woo-hoo! Jimmy blows it out right on the radio. It's pretty good, Jimmy. We had a great dinner, stayed home, and my kids got me an Apple Watch. So now I get to...
Yeah, he's showing it off now, too.
Yeah, I get to check my heartbeat, like, all the time,
uh-huh.
right? You know,
yeah.
Any outlying, you know, things, I don't know. You know,
yep.
It's the new age.
Wow.
So
good for you,
now
though.
Now they can track me in the grocery store. And,
I was just going to ask, can I have your password so I can track where Rocker is?
Yeah. Right, you know?
Yeah.
You're in the candy aisle. Get us some now.
We could do like a science experiment, Terry, and track Rocker and his habits. And
Where is he going?
Well, I posted about his birthday yesterday. Did you see all the love he got
on the Maxi Radio?
My good. And of course, he goes, "Oh, I see the word got out." I'm like, "Yeah."
Well, you know, I check on Facebook. Like, do you want everybody to know your birthday? No.
Uh huh.
I'm a spirit like that. You know.
Too bad.
So, did you and Alice, you guys do anything special at all? Or?
Alice just made dinner.
Well, that's nice.
Fish tacos and mango salsa.
Guys, I'm hungry.
We went to Bloom Bakery for some pastries and, just kind of hung out.
Right. Very nice.
You're just six years away from being able to draw on your Social Security and go on
well,
Medicare.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And go on Medicare.
Excellent, excellent. What else do I have to look forward to?
Life in general. We'll just keep it rolling.
Those things may not be around when you get there, but that's okay.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But we're unplugged from politics.
Yeah, I was going to say, good thing we're a music show. Oh, man. All right, Rocker, what else we got going on here?
It's your
birthday, but that doesn't mean you're not working.
Well, that's true, and we'll have to... there's a band. They're playing, actually, tonight. Line is playing with Gentle Brontosaurus. Mm. They're having their debut EP release of The Making Room at the Harmony Bar. They're acoustic sharing folk, pop, lyric-driven songs. It's vocalist Maddie Batsley, who we've had right here in the lair, Jimmy, you may remember.
I do.
Over at University Avenue. And that has drummer Emily Mills from Little Red Wolf.
She's so fabulous.
Yeah, and some other great players. So there's a lot of good stuff. We have some brand new Line from their new album being released tonight. This is called No Clarity. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
This storm's on the ocean. 10,000 miles of bears, bears, bears down. There'll be no clarity, my love, until this scar's in the open. 10,000 miles, I bear, I bear, I bear. This now. these places look so different when you've seen it all from them. In the end, we are surrounded by the ones who came and went. Still never thought this day would come. I always imagined it wrong. Foot first, yeah. Right past the other one. Past the other one. Run. Right past the other one. Run. Right past the other one. Run. Run. There'll be no clarity, my love, until the storm's on the ocean. 10,000 miles of bears, bears, bears down. There'll be no clarity, my love, until the scars in the open. 10,000 miles of bears, bears, bears down.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Take one last look around. Take a bow. Take a bow. expecting there to be slow decay. Walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow.
Take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow.
Take one last look around.
That is the mascot theory, fast car getaway. If you're listening to the words, Eric wrote that song during kind of a dip in what they were doing as a band. And that's really the whole idea behind the song. He was thinking, am I done on stage? Do I take my last bow and say, see ya, it's been great? Well, I'm so happy they have not. They have new music coming out again. And if you're wondering right now, if you're listening to me and you're thinking, man, I'd love to see the Mascot Theory live. Well, you can go right now to the Barrymore in Madison, where Flannel Fest starts. I think it's already underway. Beth Killey is the opening band, and then Mascot Theory is playing. So if you run on over to Barrymore, of course, we don't want to lose you as a listener right now.
Well,
but yeah.
But if you're buying a ticket to Flannel Fest,
yes,
you're also helping the Wisconsin
Wisconsin Cool Warm Fun. And that is a statewide charity that they have been supporting with Flannel Fest for, I think this is the 11th year.
Yeah.
So it's great. And it's so fun to always see the photos. And when I've been part of Flannel Fest, it is flannel, as far as you can see. It is so great.
Well, and they've raised $137,000, yeah. I think, I read, for the Keep Wisconsin Warm and Cool Fun.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's
musicians are always doing amazing things, doing really good things to help the communities.
I love the community help when it revolves around music. It's pretty cool.
I agree.
Hey, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, 3 locations in Madison. You can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at MoveToMadison.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Hi, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at MoveToMadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, let's get back to some rock and roll. This is Baghdad Scuba Review. Where are you? You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where are you in life? Do
sometimes that you're not living your life. Take just a bit more.
You may stray,
ease your mind.
You can't say.
You may find that you're not living your life.
Scuba Review and that song, Where Are You?
I'm right here.
I'm so glad you're right there. I'm Terry Barr along with Jimmy K and Rocker. And Rocker, we also have someone else wonderful in the studio with us. Happens to know about the song we just played.
That's right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, John Schneider. John Schneider is the founder of longtime Madison Jammers Baghdad Scuba Review. Created in the mid-2000s, the band grew in popularity and performed for many years around the Midwest. Baghdad Scuba Review can be found performing reunion shows every now and then. And they had one that was going, but we're going to announce that, well, that show may not be happening. So we'll still
But they might have a different one.
They may have a different one.
And we'll let you know. And so
We'll keep you posted. But John is also an accomplished singer-songwriter on his own and recently released a new album under the name Ellison Bay. Here to give us the skinny on Baghdad Scuba Review and tell us the amazing story behind Ellison Bay is John Schneider. John, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
John, thank you for having me.
Oh, this is great.
Now, John, you moved from California to Wisconsin. you know, some people might say you're crazy.
Oh, I'll tell you what's the best move back home. I mean, I'm from Green Bay originally, so
okay.
Left college and went and traveled out west and went to music school at Musicians Institute in Los Angeles and nice. Had the privilege of really playing with some fantastic musicians out there and touring the country for a while. And eventually it was time to come home and settled here in Madison and absolutely love it here. And,
I'm from Green Bay, too.
Oh, beautiful.
What part of L.A. were you living out there?
Well, I lived in Hollywood for a couple of years, right down across from La Brea, like right between La Brea and Hollywood Boulevard.
Sure.
right in the middle of it all, right next to the Man's Chinese Theater. Then I bought a sailboat and I lived in Marina Del Rey on the boat.
Wow, on the boat?
Yeah. Oh,
Marina Del Rey is on my bucket list to go to. That and the Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was much cheaper for me. Though. Yeah, it was much cheaper for me to live on the boat when I was traveling with the band than to be paying rent. And it was quite an experience. And I wasn't much of a sailor, but I figured it out and loved doing it. And it was an experience I'd never want to.
I have dibs on your story. We're going to write your story together.
You know, you can get an Airbnb on a boat in Marina Del Rey for like $200 a night.
Yep, you
it's
can.
Really good.
There you go.
Now, John, you know, I want to ask you, you know, how did you get into music? How did you start playing music? You know, did your parents have a role in that?
No, you know, I was always kind of a singer. I sang in choir as a kid and loved singing. I sang at church when I was a kid. My grandmother was a fantastic singer. She was singing opera. My mom was a piano player. Music was always a part of our family, but I'm kind of the only musician in my direct immediate family at the moment. But it's interesting. Now I've got a nephew here at UW-Madison who's just started playing the guitar, and he's a really talented musician. I have a feeling he'll be out on the scene here playing quite a bit in his college years. He's going to be he's a freshman now, so he's got some years to do
this. Send him on over for the show.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, it's interesting because family and music are really kind of go hand in hand for me, and it's been quite a journey just teaching my family and my nephews and nieces and my kids and singing songs with them. And a lot of the music that's going to come out on this Ellison Bay project is going to be songs that I've written with my family and for my family over the years.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
You were on the air with us a couple of years ago and you had your son with us. Is he doing any type of music at all? Or
He sings with me quite a bit. He hasn't picked up an instrument quite yet. Every now and then he plinkers on the guitar a little bit. He's got one sitting in his room. And I always say, if you want to learn an instrument, take the instrument, and guitar is a great one for this, and set it, next to your bed and leave it out and play it 5 minutes a day for a year and you'll be able to play. And everybody's like, oh, I just don't have the gift. And that's not the way it works, really.
Five minutes a day
for a year. And you're not going to become...
I'm writing that down.
You're not going to be Jerry Garcia in 5 minutes a day, right?
Uh-huh.
But, but you'll learn how to strum and you'll learn how to play and it won't be so mystical for you and you'll actually realize that it is something that can be done. And I think that's a missed gift. Music is not really taught the way that reading and writing and arithmetic and so people think it's this mystical thing, and it's just not. And it's such a it's something that you just need to be present for and take a little bit of time, and over time you're able to do it.
I love that. That's
really
great
just
advice.
you kind of are able to make music to your abilities, so even a person that doesn't have a very ton of ability can still make music. It's not exclusive to being a master of an instrument.
Yeah, correct. I mean, you just being able to strum by the side of a campfire and, knowing three chords and most
and
of our
truth.
Music. Yeah,
isn't that three chords and the truth.
Right? Yeah, that's a good one. it is just a matter of understanding a little bit of who you are and a little bit of rhythm, and boom, music comes.
I want to ask you, because we just heard this terrific song from Baghdad Scuba Review that you said is something like 10 years old or something.
Yeah, it's probably older than that, yeah.
Tell us about the band, though. What is the backstory? How'd you get together? And I think you are a favorite, it seems.
Yeah, we've been very lucky to be embraced by Madison. And for many years, we were able to do Summerfest. Rocker got us down there, years and years ago when I moved into Madison. And we played multiple years in a row down there. We played, Barrymore shows and Majestic shows and New Year's Eve shows, and really just had a fantastic time with this band. And I have so many great memories, and they're great friends. It's an amazing group of fantastic musicians who play multiple groups here still in Madison. And my career has kind of taken me a little bit further away from the music scene. I just don't get as much time doing it, but I still play, I play an awful lot, and I think about music a lot, and I write a lot. So it's still a huge part of my life and a big part of my family, and I still just it's the thing that keeps me going.
Baghdad has been around Madison for a long time. you can almost say you guys are Madison legends in the Madison music scene. You know, you're out at the grocery store at Woodman's in the meat department. Somebody comes up and say, hey, it's John from Bagdag.
You know, I don't know how many times that's happened, but it's not that many.
Well, I want to turn this now to your new project, because there's a lot of heart behind this one, isn't it? Ellison Bay. And yeah, wow. Tell us all about it. Door County, Ellison Bay is
yeah,
in Door County.
Yeah, so, you know, it's yeah, I get a little emotional talking about it, but my niece Ellie passed away in September of cancer. Mm-hmm. Very difficult, but I'll tell you that I have one of the most beautiful families you can possibly imagine. Oh. And we were so strong together as a family during this. And it was Ellie's strength that actually brought this music forward. And she and I would sing all the time together. She had just an angel's voice. And so she had, you know, just said, hey, Uncle Jay, you gotta get some of your music out there. And
good.
So I had the privilege of having that inspiration. And out of that, you know, I'm sitting there thinking about what I'm going to call this project. And John Schneider's a pretty common name, right? I didn't necessarily think I wanted that one out on Spotify. I don't know if people are going to really recognize what that is. You search that and there's going to be thousands of us. So I was thinking, what can I do? I want to pay homage and a nod to my beautiful Ellie and to my family. We're from Green Bay. And I just started thinking about it. And Ellison Bay is obviously a bay in Door County. My family has places up in Door County, so we spend a lot of time up there.
Best sunset.
Yeah, oh, right. It's just amazing up there. Yeah. So, you know, it just struck me, and I was just like, you know, this would be a great way to just, you know, pay tribute to her memory. And she really was one of the most incredible souls. Her, you know, she burned so bright that at 22 years of age, she was gone. But she was just an incredible person. And so we all miss her very much.
I can't wait to hear this music. Wow.
That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that with us. And it has to be therapeutic to be able to make music about a loved one like that, you know. And you have this CD release show coming up. That's going to be a really emotional night for you.
Yeah, well, we're in the process of putting this album together. Over the next 8 weeks or so, I should have all of the tracks out there. And I actually, she inspired me to write a song that came out, and I was able to sing at her celebration of life. That will be on the album. I'm hoping to have that one finished by Christmas, but it's been a little bit of a challenge even to put it down because it is so emotional. But, you know, it's just a privilege to have, you know, as painful as these types of situations are, to experience the loss is to know you have truly loved. And this has been, as hard as it is, I'm so blessed to have the family to have been with, to go through it with, and to have known her for those 22 years, and now in spirit to know her now.
You know, and it's so interesting when other people will hear this music, you know, they'll know your story, but who knows how it will impact their listening to this music, right? What it will mean to them. And that's, I think, the magic and the power of a good song. So thank you for sharing all of that with us. It's very cool.
Are you recording these in a studio? Are you doing it kind of on your own? How are you recording these songs?
So I'm recording here in a studio downtown, just getting the raw tracks down. I'm actually, a friend of mine is a producer out in Los Angeles, and I was able to work with him directly on the tracks, and he's the one who put together this first song, and it likely will be every track here on forward. We really liked how this one turned out, so we're collaborating on the next sets, and we're just kind of taking it from there. I'm just really excited to see where it goes. To be honest, I haven't done a solo project ever, and it's always been something that I wanted to do. So this is the first song that I ever really tied myself to and said, man, I really enjoy this track, and I feel very proud to have been able to put it together. And this track I wrote right after the January 6th debacle with Trump and the election and all that. And it was, you know, we all have differences, which is the name of the track. And I think it's more important now than ever that we set aside those differences, that we find the commonalities, because I think that the media and the system in general tends to drive wedges between us. And it's important that we remove those wedges and find the common pieces of what it is that we agree on and how we can come together with love and joy and happiness and see how we can bring that all together.
It's united we stand, divided we fall, right?
That's right.
It doesn't get any more simple than that. There it is.
There it is. Mm-hmm. John Schneider, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it. How do we keep up with you online and find your music online?
Well, the only place that I have, well, I have it all on the major, you know, online services, iTunes and Spotify. But Spotify is the best one, actually, really, to go on there under Ellison Bay. And if you ask, you know, Ellison Bay featuring John Schneider, Differences, that's the only track I have up right okay. now. But I believe I'll be releasing one. There looks like there will be one more ready in about a week. And I'm just going to keep loading them up one at a time and sending them over and hopefully getting more and more traction with the tunes.
That's excellent. Good luck with this.
Thank you guys so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's take a listen. This is brand new Ellison Bay Difference. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Turn on the telly or read a magazine. We're just waiting for an instance for them to come clean. See the parade roll with pictures of a wave and king. What we're taking in isn't always as it seems. See, our view is shaped by the choices that we make. Or is it the news that's fake? They got it spinning all day long. What the hell is going wrong? Can't you see what's going on? The truth is this or that, and I just can't find the time. Or to understand it all, or analyze every line. They keep saying that we have differences. Take our thoughts and stream them out around and bend them. They keep saying that we have differences. Lying us open, filling us up, shutting us down. They got us down another rabbit hole, foraging for more than what is real. Oh, maybe it's some big steal or another locked door. Once we take a side, truth can hide. Prying us open, filling us up, shutting us down, creating our divide. They keep saying that we have differences, taking our thoughts and streaming them out around and bending them. They keep saying that we have differences. Is this just a necessary means to our end? Or they're saying that we have differences. I say the time has come again and feel some joy and love in our lives, my friend. Just because we have differences, oh, it doesn't. Together in love.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, that is Work. They are playing at the Holidays Work Party at the Burr Oak. That is December 27th. We'd like to thank John Schneider from Allison Bay for coming down and talking with us. And right now, let's listen to a little Eddie 8 Dynamite. This is a throwback. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
you be scared. Our time together is running short. Good mom and dad are coming up the stairs. I never told you exactly what you mean to me. If I ever lost you, I'd lose my mind. I'll find a real good magazine. My girlfriend, I'm thanks for the three. My girlfriend, I'm thanks for the three. My girlfriend, I'm thanks for the three.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.